拜。
过去两天，礼拜五、礼拜六两天，我们在教会也传福音。
For the past two days, we have been spreading the gospel.
礼拜五是几号？
What was the date on Friday?
14号。
The 14th.
10月14号，2011年。
So October 14, 2011.
有些人会一直记得那一天。
For some people, it is a day to remember.
因为那一天，他借着我们家庭的福音得救了。
Because it is that day that they believed.
什么叫得救？
What does it mean to be saved?
他们与耶稣基督相遇了。
Is that they have now met our Lord Jesus.
昨天是什么时候？
And what's the day for yesterday?
15号。
The 15th.
昨天晚上我们在这里传福音，也有两位得救了。
And last night when we had a gospel meeting, two other people were saved.
所以我们不要忘记那奇妙的日子。
So let's remember these two wonderful days.
每一个人都有一个奇妙的日子。
For everyone has one wonderful day.
有人说我的生日是我奇妙的日子。
They may say that the birthday is my wonderful day.
那么奇妙，为什么 baby 生下来会哭呢？
Then if it's so wonderful, then why would a baby born, they would start crying?
他虽然不知道什么事情会发生。
Even though the baby did not know what happened.
但是来到这个世界上。
But when they come to this world,
每一个孩子都会先哭一下。
Or the children will start by crying.
我的孩子也是一样。
Just like the same as my son.
我问了我妈妈，我还是一样。
And if I asked my mom, I would have done the same.
所以我没有办法问我爷爷是怎样。
But I did not give a chance to ask my grandparents.
我想一直问上去都是一样的。
But I think whoever I ask is the same answer.
这个世界很黑暗。
Is that this world is full of darkness.
最近我从黑暗大陆刚回来。
And I just came back from the land of darkness.
有人说黑暗大陆是哪里？
So you would ask me, where is this land of darkness?
是中国大陆吗？
Is it the mainland China?
我说我去过中国大陆。
And I would say, I have been to mainland China.
的确很多地方都很黑暗。
Indeed, there's a lot of places that are in darkness.
但是还没有像这样子的黑暗大陆。
However, it's not this dark.
怎么样黑暗法？
How dark was it?
他们那边有一个部落。
Is that there is a village?
他们都赤身露体。
In the village, everyone was naked.
赤身露体，原始人嘛，也没有什么黑暗不黑暗的问题。
But just like our ancestor, being naked does not mean to be in darkness.
但是他们生下来第一个孩子要献给他们的神。
But the firstborn they have to give to their a god.
怎么样献？
How do they sacrifice?
不是几十年前、几百年前献。
It is not something that they have done a couple hundred years ago.
今天还有人这样子。
It is indeed a custom that they still follow today.
孩子生下来。
The firstborn child.
他们父母一起把他举起来。
The parents would raise the child up.
摔在地上。
And then throw to the ground.
然后把他的心切开。
And then they would cut open the heart.
父母一起，一人一口吃。
And then the parents would eat the heart.
这个是他们的习俗。
And that is their custom.
我们听见了，我们说哪有人吃这样的。
And then if you heard about it, it would be unbelievable.
哪有人是那么样的情形会残害自己的孩子？
Which parent would kill their firstborn?
感谢主，主要差遣我们是去出去传福音。
But praise the Lord, God sends us to spread the gospel.
但是我们因为太不熟悉这个非洲大陆这个地方。
But because no one is really familiar with the land.
所以我们去了那个地方，马上与那边的传道人接洽。
So when we arrived in Africa, we first got in touch with the preacher.
他们告诉我们那里的情形是怎样。
And they told us the situation that they're in.
大陆，我们过去的中国大陆，苦的时候真的是很苦。
Well, in mainland China, yes, they have suffered as well.
几十年过来了，好像现在中国大不一样。
But after a couple of decades, it's become different.
当然，穷的地方还是很穷，苦的地方还是很苦。
Of course, there are still places which was filled with poor and pain.
我们永远知道全世界都是一样的。
But indeed, isn't everywhere in the world like that as well?
有人以为美国好一点，来到美国，苦的人还是很苦，穷的人还是很穷。
So people think that America is the land of the great, but still we have poor and pain.
世界没有一个地方不黑暗。
For there is no place in the world that is not have some kind of darkness.
只有主来了，黑暗就出去了。
But only when God comes, then the darkness will disappear.
我们活在地球上，就好像是白天黑夜，白天黑夜就是这样子转。
When we live in this world, we always will have the daytime and the nighttime.
转到有一天全部都结束。
And then one day everything will become meaningless.
那就永远在黑暗的里面。
And then after the sun is gone, everything is just darkness.
但是我们传福音的人要告诉大家，不需要这样。
the people who is preaching the gospel will say that it does not have to end like that.
神有永远的光，可以叫我们在光中行。
Because God has the eternal light that we could always walk in His light.
圣经说神就是光。
In the Bible it says that God is light.
有神就有光。
When we have God, then we have light.
而且这个光要胜过太阳的光。
And moreover, this light is more powerful than the light of the sun.
那更胜过我们能够开关的光。
And of course, this is a lot more powerful than the light from the light.
我们在主的面前，我们要来认识到底什么是真光。
So now we have to come to our Lord and ask, what is this true light?
请我们一起来读《使徒行传》四章十二节。
So let's read our Bible, Acts chapter 4, 12.
一起来念
together.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。神愿意人人得救。
For God wants everyone to be saved.
为什么神愿意人人得救？
Why would God want everyone to be saved?
因为我们一直在黑暗中摸索，我们自己不知道。
Because we have been seeking in the darkness.
在黑暗中有黑暗中许多许多的危险，我们都不知道。
And in the darkness, there's a lot of dangerous things, but we do not know.
神愿意人人得救，他就先要把光照在我们的身上。
So God wants everyone to be saved. The first thing He has to do is shine His light up on us.
我们在非洲那边的同工告诉我们。
So just like coworkers in Africa told us.
他说，你去到这些部落的里头，你第一个要尊重他们的文化。
So the first thing is when you go into their villages, you have to respect their customs.
你们进去不要高姿态的以为你们能教导他们什么。
When you walk into the village, don't think that you could just overcome what they
have. 我们是文明社会来的。
Because we are from a cultural society.
我们是从光明差来的。
You can come and say, I am from the place of light.
你们都是落后的民族。
And then you cannot say to them that you are the people of the
village. 95% 的人都不识字的。
Because 95% of them would not know how to read.
让我们来告诉什么叫神的真理。
And let me tell you what is the truth.
让我们来告诉你们什么叫罪。
And let me tell you what is sin.
让我们来告诉你们什么叫做永远生命。
And let me tell you what is eternal life.
这些部落里头的人一点反应都不会有的。
If you approach them that way, then the people from the village would not respond at all.
有一天我们那边的同工就说。
And until one day my coworker told us.
哎呀，主，我很不愿意。
And he says, Lord, I am not willing.
但是既然他们全身一个衣服都没有，我也要这样。
But indeed, since they are all naked, I will become naked as well.
传福音的人就是这样。
For the people who is preaching should suppose behave like that.
哎呀，习惯穿着衣服的。
When you were used to wearing clothes,
连在家里头换衣服都要跑到房间里头换的。
And even if you change your clothing, you have to hide in your room to change.
在那些落后的部落里头。
And now when you come to these villages,
他们也脱光衣服去跟他们传福音。
They're willing to take off their clothes so that they could be closer to them.
我们从美国去的这些同工们。
For the people from the America,
半开玩笑的说。
We would have jokingly said,
弟兄们，你们哪一个愿意脱光衣服的？
Brothers, whoever is willing to take off your clothes,
可以跟着他们去跑。
You shall run with them.
大家就说，哎，不要客气。
Then everyone said,
这个神圣的使命，你先来。
For this holy commission is now given to you.
说穿了，我们真的不敢。
Indeed, we were not willing.
我们没有那么大的爱。
We do not have the great love.
我们不愿意有这样子的牺牲。
And we were not willing to have.
我们传福音要我们自己方便，我们再做一点。
Because we're only willing to spread the gospel the way we used to spread.
所以我们传福音没有能力。
So we do not have any power.
那边的同工们传福音不是这样。
But the coworkers over there, there are different.
他们去了那条村。
And when they arrive at that one village,
他们先找到一个需要得救的人。
And they would find a person who needs to be saved.
那个是通常是一个关键的人物。
And usually that person is a key person.
就好像我们现在基督徒的家庭，我们都知道每一个家庭都有一个人第一个得救的。
Just like we know every family, there's always the first person to be saved.
每一个家庭第一个得救的人就是你家的关键人物。
And whoever is the first to be saved in the household, he is the key person.
那个传福音的同工告诉我们。
So the preacher told us.
你去了哪里都要找到这样子的一个人。
Doesn't matter where you go, you have to find this key person.
不是你去找。
is not who you are going to
see. 你要跪在主面前来找。
But you have to bow down before our Lord and ask.
主会清楚告诉你谁是应该先得救的。
Then God will point out to you who is this first person to be saved.
那个人得救，他的全家都要得救。
And if this person is now saved, then his whole household.
这个人得救，他全村都要得救。
And if this person is saved, then his whole village will be saved.
有一天不是我们去找一个人，他们说。
It is not one day when we go and point out to a person.
乃是他们那个村的部落的里面的一个回教徒的教师来找我们。
But indeed, it is a teacher who was a Muslim teacher that first come to seek us.
他说：“听说你在邻近的一个部落里头传了福音。”
And he said, "I heard that you guys have been preaching the gospel in a nearby village."
现在呢，我来跟你们辩论福音。
So now I come to you to debate with you.
你们的福音不真实。
Because your gospel is not the true gospel.
你们的福音不像我们的可兰经那么样的宝贵。
And your gospel is not as precious as the book of Quran.
在辩论。
So we started this debate.
结果，回教徒的老师赢了。
So at the end, the Muslim teacher won the debate.
我们一个很年轻的工人给他们说不过，给他们拐过去了。
And then our young coworker were losing the debate, and indeed he got taken to the other side.
我们不能够凭着我们一点的知识，以为就有什么东西可以去告诉人家。
Because we should not count on our limited knowledge and what that we had.
当有一个人真懂圣经比你多的，可能把你还说服过去。
For indeed, if there was another person who knows the Bible better than you do, he would just take you away.
传福音的人一定要跪在主的面前。
For the person who preaches the gospel has to bow down to the Lord.
我们不是用我们聪明的话把他折服过来。
Because we're not using our words to win people over.
所以他们没办法，同工们一同跪在主面前。
So that at that time, all the co-workers bow down.
主啊，你来拯救我们的弟兄。
And said, Lord, please save a brother.
主啊，你来拯救这个跟我们传恶因的人。
And Lord, please save this person who is fighting against us.
那个传恶因的人很凶。
Because the person, he was a mean person.
他是他们整个村庄里头的大领袖。
And he was the leader of this village.
很有威严的一个领袖。
And he was full of power and respect.
大家都很愿意跟他。
And everyone is willing to follow him.
结果弟兄们祷告了一阵子之后。
And after a while, when the brother was praying,
再去跟他传福音。
They went to this person and preached the gospel again.
很简单的福音。
And it is a very simple message.
我们的神为你钉了十字架。
Is that our Lord has died for you on the cross.
第三天从死里复活。
And then on the third day, he now resurrected from the dead.
很奇怪。
And marvelously,
这个人也说不上来。
Now this person was speechless.
一下子看到耶稣。
All of a sudden, now he see the sight of Jesus.
被打倒在地下。
And then now he bowed down on the ground.
回教徒的老师。
He was a teacher of the Muslim religion.
变成一个最好的基督徒。
And now he has become a very good Christian.
这个弟兄。
And this young brother.
从那天开始。
From that one day.
那么奇妙的日子开始。
From that marvelous, wonderful day.
就遭殃了。
And he is now challenged.
He's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble.
本来他是全村里头都最尊敬的一个人。
Before he was the one who was respected by all.
没想到他第一个成为叛徒。
And now he has now betrayed his own religion.
回教徒是不能叛教的。
Because a Muslim cannot betray his own religion.
里头有些小流氓就要打他。
And then now in his village, even the little gangster boys want to take him out.
有些大流氓就咒诅他。
And then the big gangsters are cursing him.
他每一天都受到性命的危险。
So every day his life is in danger.
他的太太没有几天跑了。
So after a couple of days his wife depart from him.
所以我不耻跟这样子的人结婚。
And she said, you are not worthy to be my husband.
所以我先告诉大家。
So first thing I need to tell you is
传福音不是就是福乐平安。
To preach the gospel does not mean that you're always
得了福音的好处不是你就坐着花轿。
And then if you now have received the gospel, doesn't mean that you're always in a wonderful
place. 人人都欢迎你。
Not that everyone will welcome you.
不一定是这样。
That is not the case.
在美国文明社会可能这样。
In this cultural society, maybe it is the case.
在回教的村落里头就不是这样。
But now if you go on to a Muslim village, that is not the case.
但是呢，从前这个回教教师是那么样，可兰经教师是那么样的聪明。
And just like how he was a teacher in Muslim, he was clever.
那么样的有辩才。
And how he was full of talent.
今天他信了耶稣之后。
Today after he has believed in Christ.
他的辩才没有掉。
He still has his talents.
他 一直的一个一个人的去传。
So that one by one he started preaching the gospel.
结果半条村的给他传了信耶稣了。
So now slowly half the village has become Christians.
就开始有人要保护他了。
And then one by one they want to protect this teacher.
他们保护他也是保护自己。
Because to protect this teacher is protecting the home group.
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
一个人到底怎么样从黑暗变成光明呢?
So how does one person depart from the darkness into the light?
这个故事很简单, 有人祷告, 有人信主。
It is a very simple story. Someone would pray and someone would believe.
有人说出耶稣为他钉十字架第三天复活的话。
And a messenger has to proclaim that God died for us on the cross.
有人从福音里头真看见耶稣。
And then a person will listen and now they would see Jesus.
这个好像是一下子发生的事。
This is like something that would happen in a sudden.
但是我今天要讲另外一个故事。
But today I'm going to tell you a different story.
是经过很漫长的时间才信主的一个人。
And this is a story of someone that took a long time for him to believe.
我们先读一段的圣经。
So, but let's start with a message.
诗篇25篇第6节。
Psalm 25:6.
主啊, remember, 求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱,
your compassion and your loving kindness,
因为这是亘古以来所常有的。 我们的神是亘古以来的神。
For our God is from old.
Our God is the God of ages. 祂从起初就是神。
And he is the God from the beginning.
我们的神有一个特性在祂的里面。
For our God has this one special characteristic.
我们的神是一个有怜悯有慈爱的神。
That our God is someone who has compassion and nothing kindness.
Compassion这个字哈, 就是一面说到怜悯, 一面
For compassion, it has two aspects. One is to have mercy, one is to love.
在神的那边, 它叫做怜悯。
So in God's side, it is His mercy.
不是人可以赚来的。
It is not something that we could earn.
是神自愿给的。
But it is something that God wants to give us.
我们从神拿到他愿意给我们的, 我们就蒙了怜悯。
So now that we have received the mercy from God,
什么叫做得着慈爱?
So how do we receive His grace?
当你得到神的怜悯, 接受到你自己的里面,
So now once you have received this mercy and receive it within,
那这个你得着神的那一份爱, 那个就叫做慈爱。
So now that you have received a part of His mercy, then it became His grace.
所以我们的神是一个 compassionate God.
So that our God is a compassionate God.
有人说, 哎呀, 这个人很坏, 很刚硬。
People may say that this is a bad person and he has a hard heart.
不晓得神愿不愿意拯救他。
So we don't know if God wants to save him or not.
我们不晓得别人怎么读圣经, 我们读的圣经是 罪恶最坏的人,
and in the Bible that we read, we know that even the foulest, worst person, God wants to save.
我们有时候是觉得, 哎呀, 这个人很难相信。
And maybe you think that sometimes it is hard for this person to believe.
他是无神论者。
And he is an atheist.
他是信科学的。
Maybe he believes in science.
他是信别的宗教的。
Maybe he believes in some other religion.
我们是太看人的情形, 来决定要不要传福音。
But most of the times we focus too much on who that person is.
神的话告诉我们,
but God's word tells us
神愿意,
that God is willing.
所以我们不需要祷告, 主啊, 你若愿意就拯救他。
So we don't need to pray and say that if you are willing, please save him.
如果你以神的神基督的心为心, 你就祷告这个人, 主啊, 你来怜悯他。
But now, if you pray with the heart of Jesus, you would say that, Lord, please give mercy to him.
这个不需要再问神, 主啊, 你到底愿不愿意拯救这个人?
And we no longer need to ask if God is willing to save.
神很清楚告诉我们, 祂愿意人人得救。
Because God has clearly told us that he wants everyone to be saved.
弟兄姊妹, 这给我们圣徒没有借口。
So brothers and sisters, now we have no more excuses.
哎呀, 这个人很难啊。
You say, oh, this is hard to preach.
他是我的老板啊,
oh no, he is my boss.
他是一个大有辩才的人啊, 我讲不过他。
Oh, he has a great debating skills and I would never win over him.
谁叫你去跟他辩?
No one asks you to debate with him.
你以为查考了圣经就可以去跟人家辩吗？
Did you think that if you know the Bible well, then you can debate well? 很多时候人家说,
哎呀, 传福音你们要教我们怎么传才传呢?
And maybe you would say that you have to teach me how to preach.
弟兄姊妹, 只要你们留心, 我们过去一年都教导大家怎样传福音。
But brothers and sisters, if you have been paying attention, this whole year has been a training.
怎么传福音?
How do you preach the gospel?
每天早上就跪在主面前祷告。
Is that every day you wake up and you bow down to our Lord and pray?
你摸到主的心, 你不可能不传福音。
And now if you have truly touched his heart,
你知道主是 compassionate God.
And you know that your God is a compassionate God.
那你就管他是谁你传。
Then who, we don't care who you are, you will just preach.
得不得就是神跟他的事。
And if that person is saved, that is only between him and God.
传福音因为神愿意。
We preach the gospel because God is willing.
所以我们什么时候愿意我们就传福音。
So whenever you are willing, you go preach the gospel.
主啊, 求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱。
And Lord, please remember your compassionate and loving kindness.
主要纪念他要做的事。
Because God will remember the work that he wants to do.
他要成就他的事。
And he wants to complete his work.
在这一次非洲的, 短短的一个礼拜的旅程,
so on my 1 week short trip to the land of Africa,
我们从美国, 从台湾, 从菲律宾的同工去, 总共有八个人。
And there were 8 of us that were from the United States, Philippines, and Taiwan.
我们八个人都有很多的学习。
And we had a great learning experience.
每天早上我们一同跪在主面前祷告。
Every morning we would bow down and pray.
我们很清楚地问主。
And clearly we ask our Lord.
主啊, 求你让我们看见该看见的。
And we ask the Lord to let us see the things that he wants us to see.
求你让我们听见该听见的。
And we would hear the things that we need to hear.
帮助我们明白该明白的。
And we would understand the things you want us to understand.
然后我们一同往前去我们该去的地方。
So that we would go on forward to the place you want us to go.
很稀奇每一天都是做这件事。
And wonderfully, every morning we start with that.
然后主就把许多许多的人事物安排在我们前面。
And then God would arrange all the things and people that we have to meet.
我们从6点有时候7点我们祷告。
So starting from 6 or 7 a.m. we would start praying.
我们9点就上路。
And then 9 o'clock we would go.
然后一天有时候很远很远的地方。
And then on the day we would go to a place far, far away.
然后我们就看见很多很多很贫穷的地方。
And we would see a lot of places that is filled with the poor.
看他们就知道他们需要主。
And then whenever we see them, we know that they need God.
因为他们太穷了。
Because they are so poor.
因为他们太苦了。
Because they're in so much suffering.
但是呢, 最苦最穷的故事不在那些穷的地方听见。
But yet, the most poor and suffering story are not from the places that we have.
等我们在回程的时候, 在那个首都, 最后的那天的, 早上,
But it is indeed on the day, the last day when we're at the capital in the morning.
我们去了一个叫怜悯执事站的一个, 一个机构的里面。
We went to a place that is called the Ministry of Mercy.
里面的创办人就讲他的自己的见证给我们听。
And then the founder of the ministry told us his own story.
她是个女的。
The sister, she was a sister.
她怎样蒙主拯救。
And how she was saved.
所以呢，他就愿意也拯救别人。
So that now that she is willing to go save the others.
他在那里开了一个怜悯执事站。
So there, she opened up the Ministry of Mercy.
专门收养妓女跟孤儿。
For it is a place for the prostitutes and the orphans.
所以那天不只听了她的见证，也听了一些妓女的见证。
So on that one day, not only we have heard from her testimony, but some of the testimonies of the prostitutes.
原来都是那些穷的地方，苦的地方，他们没办法生活，来到首都，最后变成是这样子的一个情形。
So indeed, those are the people that are from the land of the most poor. They came to the capital to find work, and then they became this state.
全世界里头苦的人很多。
For in this world, there's a lot of people in pain.
有些苦的是, 没办法环境所逼。
And a lot of people, they suffer because of their situation.
有些苦的是因为, 遇见的人不好。
And a lot of people suffer because they have met bad people.
但是我还没有听说过有这么样一回事。
But I have still never heard a story like this.
所以这个创办人就告诉我们他的见证。
So this founder told us her testimony.
我们先读这一段的圣经。
But first, let's read another passage from the Bible.
诗篇二十五篇十六到二十节。
Psalm 25:16-20.
这个是大卫的诗篇。
And this is the Psalm of David.
大卫是犹太以色列人的君王。
And David was the king.
他也曾经经过很苦很无奈的时候。
And indeed, he also passed through a time where he was in great suffering.
但是大卫懂得祷告主。
But David knows how to pray to his God.
他知道倚靠谁。
And he knows who he could depend on.
所以这个是大卫的诗篇。
So this is the Psalm of David.
我选了这个诗篇，因为这个诗篇里头的经历很像那个女的她的遭遇。
Now I chose this passage because this passage describes the founder's testimony well.
我们一起来念。
So let's read.
求你转向我，怜恤我，因为我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多。求你救我，脱离我的祸患。求你看顾我的困苦，我的艰难，赦免我一切的罪。求你查看我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛地恨我。求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你。大卫知道要投靠主。
David knows he has to take refuge in God.
大卫是一个大有能力、大有才华的人。
For David was powerful and very clever.
他年少的时候就可以从狮子口中把一条羊抢回来。
And when he was still young, he could save a lamb from the mouth of a lion.
什么人可以跟狮子打架？
Now who can fight over a lion?
大卫可以。
King David could.
为了抢一条小羊。
So it's just that he could save a lamb.
大卫另外一个很有名的故事，他跟哥利亚打架。
And another famous story of David is that he fought against Goliath.
不是他要去挑战人。
Not that he wanted to challenge Goliath.
乃是他不耐烦这个人挑战他的神。
But then because David is not willing for Goliath to challenge his God.
大卫的伟大是因为他爱神。
David is great because he loves God.
大卫的名字就叫做蒙爱者。
Because David, his name is the person who is loved.
有人在他的面前羞辱他的神。
And now someone wants to ashamed his God before him.
大卫起来要抵挡这样子的人。
So David stood up and fought against this person.
哥利亚比他高大多了。
Now Goliath was a giant.
全犹太国没有人敢去跟他打。
And no one would dare to fight against Goliath.
大卫是个勇士。
But David was courageous.
大卫不看自己可以不可以。
David did not even think about if he was able.
大卫说我不许你这样子。
And David said that I am not willing to let you say this.
他在神的能力下摧毁了仇敌。
So that now through the power of God, he destroyed Goliath.
原因很简单。
And the reason is simple.
大卫的秘诀是因为他懂得投靠主。
And David's secret is that he knows how to rely on God.
今天我们在地上，我们不晓得有没有像大卫那么有能力的人。
So today, I don't know if there's anyone among us as powerful as David.
大卫文采也非常丰富。
But David is also a scholar.
他的诗篇叫大卫宝库。
And then he has a collection of psalms.
大卫的音乐也是一等一的。
And David also wrote other songs.
他写诗篇，写许多许多的音乐。
So he would write a lot of psalms to praise the Lord.
大卫是一个敬拜的带领者。
And David is a leader of worship.
大卫下面有诗班。
And under David, there's this choir.
大卫的诗班叫敬拜团队。
And these psalmists, they are a collection of the praisers.
所以大卫常常就是领着这些就是交给他们，他们一起去带敬拜。
So David would lead this group of worshippers, and they would worship together.
因为大卫是一个投靠主的人。
Because David takes refuge in God.
今天我们如何要我们要侍奉主，我们要抵挡仇敌。
So today we have to serve our God and we have to fight against our enemy.
我们要带敬拜，我们要传福音。
And we have to lead the gospel and we have to preach the gospel.
我们都知道我们是不是跟血肉的在征战。
And we know that we're not fighting simply against flesh.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹愿意跟着我们一起往前。
So I ask the brothers and sisters who follow us and march forward. So now, whenever we don't take refuge in God, then don't follow us anymore.
我们服侍主的人都在投靠主,
but now, on the other hand, if we take refuge in God, then you should follow us. Because together, we have to walk this path.
大卫怎样求告主呢?
And how does David ask for God?
有人说大卫真的他太恩赐太大。
And maybe you say that David is too gifted.
但是大卫怎么说呢?
Then what would David say?
他说我是孤独困苦。
David said that I am lonely and afflicted.
我们现在说到这个女的, 她的名字叫Abby。
So now let's come back to the founder. Her name was Abby.
她是因为她的父亲从小, 她很小的时候就过世了。
And her father died when she was at a really young age.
刚好他们那个部落非常穷乏。
And then she lived in a really, really poor village.
她的母亲带着三个孩子不可能过生活。
So the mother, taking on three children, is impossible for her to make a living.
眼看他们所有的邻舍没有比他们好的。
And then, but look around her neighbors, everyone was in such a bad state.
怎么办?
So what would she do?
一起饿死。
Are they going to together and hunger to death?
那几天的事,
but it will only take a couple of days.
那不饿死怎么办呢?
So now, even if they don't die of hunger,
她的母亲就狠下心,
so that her mom has to make the hard decision and send her three children away.
那这个Abby呢, 就被送到一个邻, 附近一个部落稍微有富有一点的家庭里面。
So Abby is now sent to a village that is very close, a little better.
那个时候她四岁。
And that time she was only 4 years old.
人家带了这个孩子干什么呢?
And now they've taken this new young child.
他们不是像美国领养一个小孩子回家, 然后好好的照顾他。
Because unlike the United States of America, they don't adopt a child so that the child could have a better life.
这家人觉得他们现在得了一个小奴隶。
Because this family, they treat Abby as a young slave.
四岁就叫她扫地清洁, 然后洗衣服。
So at 4 years old, she has to do the chores of cleaning up and washing the clothes.
慢慢呢, 还要她烧饭。
And then slowly, she has to learn how to cook.
那个时候,这个Abby, 她才四岁。
And at that time, let me remind you again, she was only 4 years old.
当她的妈妈把她放到人家家里头的时候,
and now her mom has sent her away.
她只觉得她非常恨她的妈妈。
And the only thing that she would know is that she hated her mother.
为什么妈妈不要我?
Why would my mom abandon me?
她不懂她妈妈的遭遇是什么。
Because she would not understand what her mom is going through.
她只知道她现在 没有爸爸,没有妈妈,没有兄弟姐妹。
And the only thing that now she recognizes is that now she is now parentless.
一个人在一个陌生人的家里头,
she is now alone as a slave in a stranger's house.
常常被苦待。
And she has always been abused.
她心里愁苦甚多。
And she was living in pain.
所以她告诉我们,
then she told us,
她说当她烧饭之后,
after she would finish cooking a meal,
她不是因为她烧饭,她就可以吃饭。
It is not because now she has cooked so she could eat.
她说她常常心里头有个矛盾。
A lot of times she would have in this conflict.
她那天饭烧得少, 她就肯定没有饭吃。
If she cooked not enough, then she will for sure without any food.
但是如果她那天烧的饭味道刚刚不错,
but now if she cooked well and if the food tastes good,
大家就把它吃光了, 她也没有饭吃。
Now on that side, everyone would enjoy the food so much and finish it up, and she will still be in hunger.
她饭做得比较差一点, 烂一点呢,
and now if she don't cook so well,
被打一顿也没有饭吃,
then she would get beat up and she will still be without food.
所以她常常就有一天没一天的在饿的。
So for her, she would be able to eat one day but not the other.
每一天晚上她不知道要该怎么样过生活。
And every night, she wouldn't even know if she was going to be fed.
一天工作完了,那么样的累。
So after a day of hard work,
我们弟兄的孩子老大几岁?
So,
四岁,三岁。 四岁,三个月。
So the first child of a brother Song Liang, she is 4 years old and three months old.
我不是故意的啊，但是她刚好岁数差不多。
But indeed, Abby was 4 years old as well.
有没有办法想象依依在做这些事情?
Now, can you imagine,依依 wouldn't have dinner?
那个小女孩她也没办法自己想象是 这样子的一个情形。
Now at the same time, young Abby, she couldn't believe that she was living in this life.
她也不懂得什么叫心里愁苦甚多。
And she didn't even understand what it means to be in suffering.
她只有一个感觉，恨。
But she only has one feeling, it's her hate.
她恨她的妈妈，恨这些苦待她的人。
She hates her mother and she hates the people around her.
所以她就每天晚上只知道一件事情。
So every night she would know to do one thing.
她向天说话。
And that she would speak to the sky.
她说，发生什么事？
And she said to heaven and said, what happened?
每一天祷告，她也不晓得是神是天是什么东西。
And every night she prayed, at that time she didn't even know who God was.
她就老问，为什么这样？
And she would always just ask, why, what happened?
常常盼望这个是一个噩梦，明天起来就没事了。
And she would always hope that it is only a nightmare, and when she wakes up, it's different.
你没有办法想象那么小的小孩担待那么重的重担。
For it is hard for us to imagine that a four-year-old has to carry such a heavy burden.
她祷告了。
And she prayed.
说了该说的话。
And she asked.
保佑我，保佑我，我会乖的，明天就对我好一点。
And she would say, please bless me, bless me. I've been good, please give me a better day tomorrow.
没有什么事情发生。
Then nothing would happen.
环境一天比一天恶劣。
And then day by day, the situation gets worse.
她越来越多困苦。
And day by day, she is in more and more great suffering.
艰难与日俱增。
And day by day, it gets worse.
有一天她打扫那个女主人的那块床铺。
And one day, she was cleaning up the bed sheets of the master.
一个不小心把她的衣服就这样子掀起来的时候，掉了一瓶香水在地上破了。
And accidentally, when she was cleaning up, she broke a bottle of perfume.
女主人回来。
Now the female master came
在炉子里头抽一条炭。
And then she picked up a burning charcoal.
就抽她。
And then started beating her.
就皮开肉绽。
And then now her body would break apart.
哦，她是一个小孩。
And she was still only a child.
没得挡，没得逃。
And there's nothing she could do.
叫天不应，叫地不闻。
And she would yell and ask for help, but who would help her?
她被这样子虐待。
And she's been abused.
她哭了死去活来也不管用。
And then she would cry and cry, but no one would care.
从那天开始之后，
So from that day on,
主人不再叫她什么名字。
The master would not call her by name anymore.
叫她狗。
And she would call her a dog.
叫她驴子。
And she would call her a donkey.
所以她后来基本上不记得自己叫什么名字。
So basically, as time goes on, she forgot her own name.
她只知道自己叫狗。
And she would only refer to herself as a dog.
狗你来，她就来了。
And she said, dog, come here, and then she would come.
她身上从来没洗过澡。
And then she has never been taking a bath.
她只有一件人家穿了很久不要的一个 T-shirt, 她就穿了当就是裙子就这样遮身就是了。
And she has only have one possession of an old T-shirt.
他又臭又烂又破 又个子又小。
It was an old, filthy, dirty T-shirt.
就比狗都不如。
And she lives worse than a dog.
他有一天，他真实的来跟主办交涉。
So one day she truly has an interaction with God.
他说：“主啊，你再不救我，我就死了。
”And then she said, "God, if you don't save me now, I would die."
他说：“我已经等了太久。”
And she says, I've been waiting for too long.
她说我也不是要什么东西。
And she said, I'm not asking for much.
我只是要一个爸爸，一个妈妈。
And I would only want a father and a mother.
我只是要一些人比较稍微关心我一下。
And I only need someone who remotely care about me.
但是她说我从来没有。
But she said, but how come I never had it?
我只有恨。
How come I'm only filled with hatred?
人很奇怪。
For people are strange.
如果她能够真的说得出她里头是一个恨的话，
If we could truly identify that is hatred in her heart,
她承认她里头是一个恨的话，
and if she recognizes and knows that it is hatred that is in her heart,
在我们的经验里头，这个人快得救。
Then in our experience, we know that it is close for this person to be saved.
人的麻烦就是在恨的时候还不承认自己在恨。
But what is troublesome is that we don't know that we are filled with hatred.
但是这个孩子不晓得怎样，经过八年那么苦的日子，他竟然还可以这样子祷告。
But for this young Abby, even after 8 years of suffering, she still knows how to pray.
她说我真的不晓得祷告的是听祷告的是谁。
And she said that I didn't know who is on the other end of my prayer.
我只知道不应该只是这样。
But then she said that she knows that there is more to life than this.
在我看不见的范围里头,
it is where when I cannot see, there must be a God.
啊, 这个很稀奇的想法,
and this is a marvelous thought.
但是呢, 她那天她来到她的尽头,
but now that day she came to her end.
她就再最后一次祷告,
and she would give it a one last prayer.
你再不救我,
and she said, if you don't save me now,
我不想活了,
then I will no longer live.
很稀奇, 第二天,
and amazingly, the next day,
他们那个有一个人跑到他们的帐篷里头, 跟他说, 要带他去首都,
a person came to the tent and said, I want to take this little girl to the capital.
然后就看见这些大人在讲话,
and then the adults will be in a conversation.
他不晓得他们在讲什么话,
and she has no clue what they're talking about.
最后只是被通知你要跟着他明天去首都,
and all she knows is that at the end she's following them to go to the capital.
然后那一天很大的挣扎,
and then on that day she came in a big struggle.
很多人就是他们的邻居, 所有他们就虐待过他们, 他这个孩子的人都告诉他, 你死定了。
A lot of neighbors would come, that these people have been abusing her and said, you're dead.
你在这里有时候还有口饭吃,
said, you sometimes you still get food here.
你去了首都, 我们听了很多很多故事, 很快就死掉了。
But now if you go into this capital, you will surely die.
啊, 这个女孩非常害怕。
So this little girl, she is now afraid.
但是呢, 她害怕的时候呢, 她要投靠神。
But then when she's afraid, she knows to rely on God.
她反正她再坏的事情她都遇过。
And for her, it can be that much worse than now.
所以她那天她就这样子说。
So on that day, she said,
既然是这样,
she said, well, if it is like this,
我就去看一看。
Then why don't I just go take a look?
如果是好的,
if it is better,
也许是好的,
maybe it is better,
那就好。
Then that's great.
若不然,
if not,
我就死吧,
I will just die.
所以他那天想通了,
so on that day, she has fought through,
就最后走一程,
that I would give it one more try.
他们坐8个到10个小时的巴士,
so now they have to take on this bus trip for 8 or 10 hours,
离开那个地方, 然后就坐车去首都,
to go from this village to the capital.
首都接她的那个人告诉她,
and the person who has received her told her this,
我们不是要你来这个地方,
and said that we are not asking you to come to this place,
我们是要把你送到瑞典去,
but we want to send you to Sweden.
瑞典是什么东西?
What is Sweden?
瑞典是不是地狱?
Is Sweden the name of hell?
瑞典是什么东西?
What is Sweden?
瑞典是另外一个很可怕的惩罚吗?
Is Sweden a form of torturing?
跟他讲的人没有什么解释,
and the person who told her Sweden didn't explain to her what it is.
总有一个就是害怕,
and then she is still in great fear.
人家说那有，那但是呢，跟他讲的人就有一些就不一样了，他们的态度表现各方面都不太一样。
But now one thing she recognizes that the people that are interacting with her, they are nicer.
当天晚上是她第一天洗澡的日子,
and then that night is the first time she has ever taken a shower.
洗完头剪了头发,
and after she has washed her hair and cut her hair,
然后再洗一身澡,
and then she took a shower.
她看看镜子,
and she looked at the mirror.
不认得这个人,
and she wouldn't recognize who that is.
她好像是第一次看镜子,
it is like indeed the first time she has seen a mirror.
这个是谁啊?
And said, who is this?
那她有人就说, 去瑞典, 你死定了。
And then someone, then she would hear a voice that says, if you go to Sweden, you will surely die.
一些孩子围过来她身边, 你死定了。
And then the little kids around her would come and say, you will die, you will die.
有些人说孩子很天真,
and then some people would say that little childs are innocent.
但是凶的孩子比凶的大人没什么两样,
but then there are mean children just like there's mean adults as well.
凶的孩子一样的凶,
for the mean children they're as mean.
所以他没想到那边的孩子就在一个地方里头有很多很多孩子围过来还是跟他讲那么凶的话。
So even now at this new place, there's this group of children that will come and say, you die, you die, you die.
所以他
他就又生又大那个又在主面前又祷告。
So now she come to God to pray again.
求你保护我的性命。
And I said that please deliver me.
搭救我。
Please save me.
使我不致羞愧。
So that I will not be ashamed.
这个是大卫的话。
This is from David.
这个孩子当然不会这样子祷告。
For a little young Abby, of course she wouldn't know how to pray like that.
她就说救我，救我。
And all she said was help me, save me.
好不容易来到瑞典。
So now she's arrived in Sweden.
被接到一个白人，她第一次看见白人。
And that's the first time she has met a white person.
白人的家里头。
And in this white person's home.
啊，那个女人不晓得怎么样那么热情，抱着她不放。
And she wouldn't understand why there is a person who would hug her and hold her and love her.
人家抱她，她都害怕。
And now that she's even afraid when she's being held.
不晓得抱了她之后，要抱她到哪里地方整她。
She was afraid that she would be held and put in a strange place.
那没有啊，她抱了就好好的就抱了。
But no, it was only simply a hug.
然后经过一些翻译告诉她。
Then after some translator talking to her.
现在这个是你妈妈。
And she said, now this is your new mom.
那个是你爸爸。
And that is now your new father.
她不会讲话。
And at that time she was speechless.
她很少讲话。
And she would seldomly speak.
但是那天他睡在爸爸跟妈妈的当中。
But now that night she got to speak between her parents.
他睡不着。
And she couldn't fall asleep.
他看着天花板。
And she was staring at the ceiling.
哇，这个好像皇宫一样美丽的地方。
And she said this is just like a palace.
睡的那个床是从来没有过的，还香喷喷的。
And this bed actually smells great.
然后他不敢睡，他怕睡醒了噩梦又来了。
And she was afraid.She was afraid that if she falls asleep and she wakes up, everything will back to the old self again.
她就手伸过去搭在她的爸爸的身上。
So that she would raise up her right arm to put it on her father.
这个是不是真的？
And she would start to feel to see if it's true.
靠在她妈妈身上，这个是不是真的？
She would start touching her mother to see if it's real.
然后最后是抓着两个人在睡觉。
And then later on, she would grab hold of her parents, then she would fall asleep.
第二天起来。
And then the next day she woke up.
爸在妈在。
好、parents are still here.
她第一次说 thank God.
And that's the first time she said, thank you, God.
第一次她稍微按下一下心。
And that's the first time she actually is in a stage of relief.
彼得前书二章九到十节。
In 1 Peter 2:9,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But you are a chosen race.
是君有君尊的祭司
，a royal priesthood，
是圣洁的国度
，a holy nation，
是属神的子民
，a people for God's own possession。
要叫你们宣扬那照你们处黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
，so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light。
你们从前算不得子民
，for you once were not a people，
现在却做了神的子民
，but now you are the people of God。
从前未曾蒙连续
，you had not received。Mercy,
现在却蒙了连续。
But now you have received mercy.
这个小孩子从四岁祷告到八十二岁。
And this young child has been praying since she was 4 to now 12-year-old.
八年长的时间，神好像没有听他祷告。
It's been 8 long years. It seems like that God has never listened to your prayer.
到十二岁，他要死的那天，一天之内改变了事实。
But now at her 12-year-old, when she was dying.Everything changed.
一个礼拜之内，她忽然间有爸爸有妈妈。
In a week, now she has parents.
她后来才晓得。
And later on, she found out.
原来神一直没有放过她。
That God has never forsaken her.
她四岁在祷告的头一天，其实神已经在做事。
Indeed, the first day when she started praying, God started His work.
在那一天那个时候，在瑞典的一个家庭做了一个梦。
It is indeed that one night this couple in Sweden had a dream.
那个瑞典的家庭有三个孩子。
And this Sweden family has 3 children.
他们是在教会里头爱主的一个服侍主的家庭。
And these couples are the couples that serve in the church.
那天那个妈妈在睡觉的时候做了这样子一个梦。
And that day the mother had this dream.
她看见远远的有三个黑人孩子。
She saw that far away there's these 3 black children.
然后她很清楚知道要去领养这三个孩子。
So she knows that she has to go adopt these 3 children.
所以他第二天起来跟弟兄商量过之后，他们就去办领养手续。
So the second day they talked about it as a couple, and now they filled in the paperwork.
然后要申请
to apply.
申请，结果他们很快就领养到一个伊索比亚的孩子来。So
to apply now they have received the first Ethiopian child.
但是他们就问这个办手续的人说，我们要的是三个，你怎么给我一个？
Then she asked, I applied for three children, how come I only receive one?
他说另外两个，因为他们就找一家是有三个孩子的。
So then the person is now looking for a children of a group of three children.
他说另外两个找不到。
And then he said, I cannot find the missing two.
另外两个不见。
For they are now missing.
因为这个妈妈教了这个孩子小孩子出来，这个妈妈也不见了。
Because now once the mom has sent away her three children, the mom disappeared.
所以那他们就八年来一直祷告要找到另外两个。
So in the 8 years, they would always pray so that they could find the other lost two children.
这个Abby是老二。
And this Abby is the middle of the three.
所以Abby回来了，他们家就有两个黑人的孩子。
So now that Abby, after 8 years, has arrived, now they have two children.
但他们家还没有停止。
But now they're still missing one.
主看让他们看见三个，他们就要领养三个。
Because God has showed them the vision of three children, they need to find those three children.
最后又花了好长的时间。
And after another long period of time,
找到他们的哥哥。
They finally find the oldest brother.
那个时候他哥哥已经25岁。
At that time, the older brother is already 25 years old.
25岁法律上是不能再领养的。
For someone who is 25 years old, cannot be adopted anymore.
但是他们就从 那个十几年前第一次领养所有的资料，然后每一个月都在寻找的这些资料都留在那里。
Then this couple will show the information how they've started 25 years ago, month by month, seeking these three.
最后找到这个哥哥的时候，
And at the end, when they finally find this oldest brother,
他们把这些资料都叫到法庭上面。
They show all this information to the court.
我们本来就是要 申请这三个人，
and he said originally we wanted three.
只是因为找不到。
It is only because they were lost.
全瑞典从来只有六次能够收养这个超过21岁的人。
So there was only 6 occasions in the whole country of Sweden that someone over 21 can be adopted.
Abby25岁的哥哥就是第六个。
And the oldest brother of Abby, who was 25 years old, was the 6th case.
然后他们一家八口。
So now a family of 8.
5个是白的，3个是黑的。
5 Swedes and 3 Ethiopians.
一起在主面前敬拜。Now
they all worship God together.
他们感谢主的怜悯。And
they praise for God's mercy.
感谢主的慈爱。And
they thank for God's grace.
他们认识只有耶稣能够叫他们里头有爱。And
they know that only Jesus could make them compassionate.
只有耶稣能够改变这个环境。
And only Jesus can change the situation.
Abby 辛苦了8年没有枉费。
The hard work that Abby has put forth has not been wasted.
她回过头来才看见，原来她4岁的时候，神已经听了她的祷告。
Now after the fact, she knows that it is the first night when she prayed when she was 4, God has heard her prayer.
Abby 还有一个太大的难处。
But there's still one great challenge for Abby.
她不能赦免她的妈妈。
For Abby cannot forgive her mom.
她不能赦免虐待过她的那家人。
And yet she cannot forgive the people that has abused her.
有一天她跪在主的面前。
So now one day she bowed down before her Lord.
她跟主说，我不能赦免这些人。
And she said, I cannot forgive these people.
主就很快让她看见，你妈是逼不得已的。
Then God opened up her eyes and let her understand that it is something that her mom was not willing to do.
她就说，我赦免了我妈妈。
And then at that moment she said, I can forgive my mom.
她心里头就好像轻省了很多。
And now she has put down this heavy burden.
还是不能赦免虐待她的那家人。
But yet she still cannot forgive the people that
have abused her. 她说，我恨伊索比亚。
And she said, I hate Ethiopia.
她说，我恨，我从来不要再讲伊索比亚话。
And I hate Ethiopia so much that I will not admit that I'm Ethiopian.
那些神在她面前没有讲话。
But God was speechless.
神看着她。
And God was looking at her.
耶稣把他的荣耀显给她看。
And then Jesus showed her his glory.
她看见耶稣。
And now that she sees Jesus,
二话不说。
she has knocked his
hand down.
And then she says, Lord, please forgive me.
你叫我也可以赦免别人,
Lord, so that I could forgive others.
我可能现在还没有100%能够赦免,
maybe now I cannot completely forgive those people.
但是我愿意回到非洲这个国家,
but now I'm willing to go back to the land of Africa.
我愿意在那边服侍那边像我一样有需要的人,
and I'm willing to serve the people that are like me.
她回去,
so now she went back.
她在那里开始一个,
and she started this ministry of mercy. And now she starts serving these people.
她越服侍,
and the more she serves, the more she is now relieved.
神拯救我有一个目的,
because God saved me for one purpose. Because God wants to use me to save the others.
神拯救我不是叫我什么平安喜乐发达风光,
God doesn't want to save me so that I could just be prosperous.
神拯救我,
but God saves me so that I can be loved.
把他一切的丰富都给我,
and He has given me all His fullness.
我有这些爱,有这些丰富干什么呢?
So now I'm filled with all His compassion and fullness. What would I do with it?
我要像神爱我一样去爱别人,
I have to use this compassion for the others.
他不只做了神的子民,
so now not only she is a person of God's nation,
他得着怜悯,
but now she has received this mercy and become a person of God. And now she has given this testimony of compassion. And now this sister could be called herself a daughter of God. Now when the sister gave us her testimony,
她也流泪,
she was crying.
但是她没有苦味,
but at that time she was not in pain.
她也流泪,
she was weeping.
但是她盼望人人得救,
but it is because she wants more people to be saved.
所以她是一直的, 为所有对伊索比亚有负担的人都来祷告,
so continuously she would pray for the people that want to work for Ethiopia.
所以我们去那边看望他们的时候,
so when we arrived at Ethiopia,
他们非常欢迎我们,
they were welcoming us.
我们盼望我们以后也有机会跟他们一起有一点同工的机会,
so I hope that we would get to work together.
今天我们是在这里传福音,
today we preach the gospel here.
我们传的福音是真的福音,
and today I tell you that it is the true gospel.
传福音不是跟你讲一个道理,
we are not telling you a message.
其实也不是在跟你讲一个故事,
and indeed I'm not even telling you a story.
传福音是告诉你神的心是怎样看你的,
to preach the gospel means to tell you what Jesus thinks of you.
神看你有需要,
God sees your need.
神愿意把你所有的需要都给你满足,
and God is willing to satisfy all your needs.
但是他目的不是满足你的需要,
but His eternal purpose is not to simply fill your need.
他目的是拯救你的灵魂,
but His purpose is to save your soul.
叫你知道你活在地上是干什么,
so that you will know what your purpose is on this land.
叫你知道你自己为什么被人叫做是个人,
so that you will know why you are called a man.
我们是人,
that we are men.
人的目的就是彰显神的荣耀, 神的爱,
and the purpose of a man is to reveal the compassion and loving kindness of God.
神拯救我们,
God save us so that we could truly be men.
我们再唱这个诗歌,
let's sing the song one more time.
诸天下降, 荣耀,
that heaven come down and glory filled my soul.
这个是主的荣耀,
for this is the glory of our God.